We've got a Willow Creek dispatch up next for the KHSU magazine.
I'm Jesse Eden on the phone with Nick Wild. He is the Step Up Program Coordinator with DreamQuest. Hi, Nick. How you doing?
Hey, Jesse. Excellent. Great to hear from you.
So, Nick, we are wondering what DreamQuest is, what DreamQuest does for the community and for youth.
All right. Well, DreamQuest is a teen and youth center here in Willow Creek. So we are serving the youth of Eastern Humboldt and also Western Trinity. We're essentially here for the youth that are all in this Klamath Trinity region, and that goes out to Burnt Ranch and beyond, as well as up north in 96 through Hoopa and Wechepec and Orleans and Pequon. We're a very geographically distant region here, and we're serving all of those youth because there's not a lot of other opportunities in these small towns out here.
Right. That is something that I hear quite consistently for some of our rural communities, that it's so beautiful, amazing community vibe, and not a lot for the kiddos to do. So tell me what DreamQuest does for the youth. What can they expect from that program?
Yeah, the DreamQuest mission is to provide vocational and creative opportunities for our youth to be able to imagine and to build their dreams. And that's as varied as we have after-school programs, and we kind of have a split between our school months and our summer months. So some of the ongoing programs here are having a safe space after school for youth to go. We have a computer lab with free Wi-Fi, which is another issue out in our very rural regions of having good internet access. So we provide that as well. We have cooking classes. There's capoeira classes, which is a Brazilian martial art. We offer work experience through our step-up program and vocational experience. There's a demonstration garden where our cooking classes are utilizing some of that produce and learning how to harvest and grow various veggies and things. Really, the list goes on, and we are so blessed to have our staff and our volunteers to provide so many opportunities in this small town.
That sounds like an amazing array of opportunity for youth to engage in so many ways, depending on their varied interests. And how would you say the program is going thus far, and how long has DreamQuest existed?
Well, we started in 2001. We opened our doors, and it began as a very small operation. We were open, I believe, about 3 days a week for a few hours a day. And it's continued to grow. So at this point, we've done well over 190,000 hours that we've had individual youth here. So one of our jobs here is to be tracking, you know, every time someone comes into the door, we want to know that they're here and how long they're here. And so we've logged about 190,000 hours at this point over the last 17 years. And each year it gets a little bit better. We're continuing to develop and add programs. And so now we're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. And it's packed. We're bursting at the seams here.
190,000 hours. I don't even know how to grasp that. I think I'm going to have to do a little math after this. But that is an incredible amount of connection with youth. And what are some of your plans for the future? You said you're bursting at the seams.
Well, we have, at this point, our hours here are between 3 to 7 after school. There's an early release from 2 to 7 on Thursdays for the Klamath Trinity District. So we open a little bit earlier. But otherwise, we've got classes or something happening every day of the week. There's community service opportunities on Saturday. We've also got adult classes like Zumba and various things that are using our space during the off hours. And storage is at a premium. And one of the things on our wish list is a much larger space and a community center so that we can be not so that DreamQuest can be functioning out of the community center and there can be more opportunities for the community at large. Right now, we're very focused on just the youth up to about 24 years old. And so we'd like to be able to have some more space, have some more opportunities for meeting and creating engagement across the generations.
Yeah, that sounds great. And it's so interesting. You brought up the wish list. That was sort of my next bullet point of things to ask you. And so, yeah, a new space, a bigger space to accommodate all that you hope to do makes a lot of sense. And is there any particular program or two that you could sort of dial in a little bit more detail for us about what that consists of, what that would look like, a day's engagement with youth?
Yeah, definitely. Well, so I am the Step Up program coordinator, as you said at the beginning, and Step Up is a it's a vocational program which it's a federal program run through the county level. So we're the contractors to be providing services for Eastern Humboldt youth, and that's from 14 to 24 years old. And we have a unique opportunity here because of the thrift store, which is right next door to us, and it helps support our programs. But it also provides a site for offering work experience to these youth. A lot of people out here, young people in particular, have never had a quote-unquote real job, you know, something where they're actually getting a W-2. They're having to fill out all of their paperwork and pay taxes and doing all the things that, you know, entering the world of work. And so we're able to provide that opportunity for them to get their foot in the door, develop references, look at the reliability, and offer some, you know, some skills so that when they go on to apply for their next job, they're essentially using this as a stepping stone to start to build their career and the opportunities for the rest of their lives. We talk about our future economic opportunity, and oftentimes that begins with a solid work experience.
Right. Sounds like you're fostering, creating a really solid foundation for the youth.
Yeah, it's an incredible tool to be able to bring them in, do some coaching, essentially, provide a positive workspace so that they can find out what working a job can be like, how rewarding it can be, how nice it is to get that paycheck, and then be able to go out and get their jobs, use the skills that they've gained here. Or if they decide, we also do some career exploration type stuff. So it may be that they find out in order to get that job they really want, then they're going to have to do some more schooling. And we can also help with the transportation and tuition and things through that Step Up program to really get them to where they want. We want them to be on a career pathway where they are going to be loving the work that they're doing, feeling like they're making a difference. And also, you know, generating a good income.
Wow, that sounds like such a wonderful gift for the youth. And then definitely something that segues into the community. What would you say this program does for the community itself?
Well, DreamQuest is an incredible network out here of so many different facets of our community. We're seeing parents from all spectrums as well. We're working with the schools, you know, like we are a drop-off site for some of the school buses so that the young people can come here after school. We offer a space that can be used when we're not open. So I had mentioned Zumba comes in. We've had yoga classes that have happened here. We're providing Matthew and Lindsay Kind are two incredible volunteers right now, and they've been teaching a fencing workshop, so sword play, and it's more kind of historical fencing in the swashbuckler type of tradition as opposed to the really stern, like, Olympic fencing. And they also did a leather workshop earlier on.
Oh, wow.
So we're a space here that is allowing the gifts and talents of our community to express themselves. And there's so much out here from the farmers and all of our community members have so many talents. There's so many artists, and it's just an incredible place to live, and we're kind of a nexus for all that. So it's fantastic to be able to see that, to get to know the parents, to really be the core of the social network for our community.
Yeah, what you're talking about just sounds like really beautiful, healthy connections, and then it's fostering this resilient community dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're trying to create those cross connections between the generations, and that's hopefully that community center will be moving towards that goal as well, as bringing everybody together. So.
Yeah, that is a beautiful goal for sure. So, Nick, is there anything that I didn't ask you about with respect to DreamQuest or any upcoming projects, anything you want to express that I didn't touch on?
Well, it's hard to really go into all the facets of DreamQuest. There are so many amazing things that happen through the different seasons. Volunteers, we're always looking for some quality volunteers, and right now we're particularly working on developing our online presence. So any young people that are interested in helping us to develop our website and our online presence, and really using that as a way to further our outreach and our impact, that would be fantastic. Any tech volunteers that can work with computers and really just being able to positively model interactions with our youth as well. Our thrift store is an amazing asset, but it's a lot of work, and so that's another area where we're always looking for volunteers and people to help keep things moving forward. So and any step up youth, young people that are interested in taking that next step from 14 to 24 years old. We have a lot of resources available to help either get back into school or to identify, you know, the interests and make a positive movement in life. It's not just about work, you know, it's about leadership development. And so really it's the people that make DreamQuest so incredible. So that's the biggest thing on the wish list is good people.
Wow. Well, I applaud all that you all are doing out there. It sounds like a phenomenal program, and it's only growing in its power and reach. And if folks wanted to learn more, if folks wanted to get in touch with you, how would they go about that?
Well, we've got, we always love phone calls and talking on the phone. Our telephone number out here is 530-629-3564. And our website is at dreamquestwillowcreek.org. And again, that is in, we're trying to revamp that right now and make that online presence a little bit stronger. And you can also just stop by our teen center or our thrift store. We're right in the parking lot. We share with Riversong Natural Foods as well as the post office. And we'd love to have a face-to-face meeting as well.
All right. Right there in the heart of Willow Creek.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, well, Nick, I am so appreciative of the work that you do and your colleagues and all of the youth and other community connections out there. I just think it's beautiful and a good lesson for all of us as to what we can do for one another as neighbors. And so I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me about it.
Thank you, Jesse. The same goes back to you there and KHSU, and it's such an amazing community asset as well. I love the original programming. The emphasis you guys put on local is so important. That's the local is what's going to create the resiliency and sustainability for the future.
Hear, hear. Thanks for that, Nick. And we're all in it together. So very much appreciating you taking the time with me.
Thanks, Jesse. Have a great afternoon.
Yeah, you as well, Nick. Bye-bye.